Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. Every profession needs its heroes, the people who have the courage to challenge convention, drive outstanding achievement, and give our discipline a noble name. In this episode, we'll be speaking in depth to one such hero, learn about what they do, how they've got here, and a bit about what's made them who they are today. I'm delighted to be joined today by the head of brand, PR, and content marketing at LexisNexis UK, Matthew Leopold. Matthew, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Dave. Nice to be back.
It's great to have you back. So where do we find you today?
So I'm sat at home looking out over a slightly chilly autumnal afternoon here in central London.
And is this where you do the whole head of brand, PR and content marketing at LexisNexis UK from? Or is it just that we're finding you on a Friday afternoon at home?
Shush! Don't give away all the secrets. Oh, yeah, good. I mean, that is really is a big mouthful, isn't it? Head of brand, content, and PR. Basically, I just look after top of funnel, right? That's how I perceive it. Okay. I look after everything that positions the brand and gets people aware of it. But yeah, we have a nice hybrid life. I tend to go into the office two and a half, three days a week. I only live 20 minutes away, so it's an easy cycle in. Otherwise, work from home.
And so let's zero in then on that. Mouthful, your term of a role. So it strikes me that gives you lots of purview to basically go and focus on whatever you want. So because brand, PR, and content together cover a huge gamut of things. Is that true?
It certainly is. So you can probably add social media and advertising and a good number of other things into that mix as well. It's me in a nutshell, really. Jack of all trades, master of none. I try and make sure I'm the insight that's trying to drive the brand forward. So I try to really understand what our customers, what our clients want, and try to figure out how can we better resonate with them? How can we talk to them and their business problem even more succinctly, even more clearly? So yeah, it really is top of funnel. It's about making sure I get more of the right people engaging with our brand and hopefully funneling through to speak to our salespeople, speak to our consultants, and ultimately purchase.
What's the most enjoyable part of that job for you?
I love the variety. I think that's for me, brand is a very big, broad world, and we do cover a heck of a lot of stuff. But actually, to look after brand and communications, one day I'll be flitting between PR and media relations. Above the line, below the line, I'll be helping develop email copywriting and then training that for people. I'll be doing social media, helping with thought leadership. It is just constant and diverse, and it's fascinating. I think that's what I most enjoy.
So then what are the things that you find most challenging within the role?
I suspect the things I find most challenging are not going to be exclusive to me. I think the biggest challenge is looking at return on investment, particularly return on investment in a marketing context, but even more specifically from a brand marketing communications point of view. How do I display what I'm doing really makes a difference? And that's particularly challenging in the B2B world, where attribution is critical and it's king, and it's the conversations we have on a daily basis trying to identify what's working, where can we improve. And my sort of marketing, the big picture, the above the line, the communication, it's really hard to narrow down and give a clear attribution to the work that I'm doing. Whereas in B2C, there's a little bit more understanding about how the boiling the ocean, if you like, through above the line marketing can make a difference. So I think that's probably my challenge. I know what I do is adding value. What I sometimes struggle to do is prove it with the pound, pence and the metrics.
Mm-hmm. So we should come on to that in a bit more detail. But before we get there, I want to understand a little bit more about how you got to this magnificent job. So how is it that you got here? What are the key steps that you've taken in your career journey, Matthew, to get to this place?
I have always enjoyed brand and brand marketing. And I think more specifically now, I've enjoyed brands that have a slightly unique challenge. I started my career working at British Gas, where I think that the brand challenge there is quite clear. How on earth can you make people love a utility? How can you make them change their mind, change a supplier, when the brain's saying, surely this is a commodity, surely this is price driven, but actually the power of brand, the emotional pull of a brand, can make a real difference to that selection criteria. Then I moved into aviation, which was fabulous fun, traveling around the world, seeing airlines and working on different airlines. And there I was working for a company that was an aviation supplier, and we were trying to evolve that brand from being just a supplier to being more of an agency, more of a consultative supplier into the aviation industry, providing more than just product, but more of a strategic and design solution. Then I went into big tech. I joined a huge US tech company that had an incredible product listed on the US Stock Exchange, absolutely flying. New York Stock Exchange, that is, by the way, not the US Stock Exchange. That's a mythical beast there. But the problem they had was that their brand, that with a product that was brilliant, was trying to fight in the world of Google and Microsoft and Cisco. And they had a brand challenge whereby they needed to reposition to ensure that they would be considered by big enterprise corporates as a suitable product to purchase. So we had to really think about how we could give that brand a rebirth so that it was more appropriate for the top end of the market rather than the smaller end where they had been playing. And that's how I then ended up at LexisNexis. LexisNexis, for those that aren't aware, is a legal intelligence company. When you go and see a lawyer, your lawyer probably knows a lot of the answer, but they certainly don't know all of it. And they need to go away and they need to research and they need to find out, what does the law actually say and what should I do about it? And that's basically what our product is. And what we are very well known for one part of our product. But much like many businesses, we have a huge range of product. And what my role has been, I've come in, we were a legal publisher and we're now a legal tech business. And my job has been to help pivot and transform the LexisNexis brand from publishing into tech. And it's a really enjoyable challenge.
And it's your career is really striking in the sense that the number of different sectors, and now very different sectors that you've worked in and you've moved around from. Has that been a very conscious thing from your perspective of, you know, oh, I can see how it works in gas, let's go and see how it works in somewhere entirely different?
Not at all. It really has been a fluke's not quite the right word, but when I found a job, I've looked for brands that I've felt I could add value to, that would be open to seeing things perhaps a slightly different way. I do have, because I have quite a diverse background, both in marketing and in terms of sectors, it's quite fun to see what learnings I can take from different sectors and put them in place. And I spent 8 or 9 years at British Gas in B2C. So my grounding is all in B2C marketing. But ever since then, I've been in exclusively B2B. Mm-hmm. So I have taken a lot of my B2C learning and those basic building blocks of marketing and brought those into the B2B environment. So I've really enjoyed the diversity of my career, and I very much hope that continues for me.
Mm. And if there are people kind of looking at you maybe from the start of their career and thinking, well, actually, you know what, I really quite
I really quite like the sound of the sort of thing that Matthew's doing right now. Are there any kind of career tips that you'd give people just starting out to try to take away some of the things from your journey that you found really valuable?
Ooh, so I think the thing that I've learnt most through my career so far is the importance of really, really understanding your customer and speaking to them and getting those insights and recognizing that no matter what business you're in, you're living in an echo chamber in that business. Mm-hmm. You will, if you start to believe your own hyperbole, if you start to believe your own messaging, you won't necessarily see what the market's doing and understand the bigger picture. So a big part of what I try and do, and my advice would be, is to really go out and really listen to the customer and try and snap some of those assumptions. So certainly in my world, the difference between the United States and what markets well in the United States and what markets well in the UK, what works well in European countries compared to what works in the UK, and starting to understand and absorb the nuances and the differences in different market segments. It's very easy to jump to an assumption and a conclusion based on that. And I think that the more you can look outside, the better. And that all concludes down in I think the key thing about brand, and for me, marketing as a whole, it's about identifying the emotional decision-making point and then trying to tell a story to encourage people to embrace those emotional trigger points, those emotional decision-making points.
Okay. You mentioned that you're kind of a relatively recent convert, I guess, to business marketing. So what do you love about business marketing?
I like it. There's a lot of logic that goes on in the world of B2B marketing. There's a lot more that's within control. We have got, ultimately, I can pull a database of every single person who's likely to ever buy my product ever. And I can then filter that down. And I can find these people. And I appreciate I'm toying a little bit. That's much harder in B2C. B2C, you have to really think more carefully about a segment and trying to talk to a segment. In B2B, it is possible. You can do ABM. You can literally talk to an individual person. Then the deals that you're winning, you can put there's a much higher return from one particular deal, one particular customer can actually make a really big difference. So it's worth investing that time in an individual customer to try and help nurture that sale. I like the fact that actually I think B2B marketing, in the short period of time I've been working in it, I have seen there has been quite a substantial change in terms of things like recognizing the emotional triggers, the fact that people buy from people and ultimately people want to feel good about the purchase they're making. And if you can nurture that, if you can make people feel happy and comfortable with you and your brand and you can support them, then I think that really helps. I really like in the world of B2B marketing, I'd say it's the fact that I am a non-threat. I don't have a sales job title. When I reach out to a customer and I talk to them, I literally just want to talk to them. I only want to absorb information from them. I'll happily yak and talk the day away, but I can build relationships that others in the business can't. And I really enjoy that. And I think that's beginning to show the value of brand and what brand can do to support in a B2B funnel.
And where do you see that brand support from a business marketing perspective going in coming years? Because clearly that way of thinking about brand is a relatively new one and kind of only something I think has generally been started to kind of be unearthed by business marketers of late. So where does that go next?
I think that there needs to be more thought and evolution to the concept of attribution. I think it's a very tricky area, and it's one that I haven't mastered, and I don't think I've seen anyone quite master it. Last touch, is all well and good. You can then provide models that sort of look at different elements, but ultimately it's very difficult to create a model that actually reflects what a human being does. And I think I would welcome more research and more thought and more evidence that a comprehensive attribution model or something that really shows how a proper decision is made in B2B. I think there's a bit more work that needs to be done there. I think that I, as you know, in my job title, I've got the word content. And I think content is an interesting one. I think we're seeing a bit of a thought leadership revolution, I think, or renaissance even is probably a better word, which is breaking down from the assumptions of what content is. The days of we have to have a blog, we have to generate X hundred blogs a year in order to get traffic. I think we're starting to see that sort of thought evolve into actually we really care about is getting more of the right people talking to us.
Yeah.
And how we achieve that may be through thought leadership. But thought leadership is a concept rather than a channel. So how do we then utilize our channels rather than content per se? There's an interesting thing that I'm working on at work at the moment. And one of the things I constantly hear, so obviously I work with lawyers, and a lot of the writing that I see coming out of the business is very technical, it's very heavy, it's not particularly user-friendly in terms of how smoothly it reads. And of course, I always get the pushback, oh yes, but this is how lawyers write. And literally the sentence I think I say more often than any other sentence ever is, that might be how they write, but it's not how a human being reads. And I think the next step for business marketing is to really remember that and to find the happy middle ground between how someone reads and how someone wants to consume information. And I think that's rich ground for B2B marketing.
That's a great point, and I love what you're saying to your lawyers. But I wonder then, given that, whether there is something that you would recommend business marketers, the people listening to this, should read to maybe kind of come to a bit more of terms with kind of the growing renaissance on thought leadership, or maybe one of the other issues that you flag there.
So there are two go-to books that I base most of my thinking on.
Okay.
One is Byron Sharp, How Brands Grow. And I think everything he says in the book just rings true and rings as common sense to me as I read through it. The idea that it's not about differentiation, it's about being distinctive. It's about creating the neural links and creating memory structures so that you've got your front of mind when someone actually wants to buy your product, about creating those relevant associations so that, again, when someone's ready to buy, you are immediately in their consideration shortlist. And when I first read it changed my perspective on marketing, but it just all completely rung true. And the importance of that emotional connection, people care about things that they care about, and therefore utilizing that to build a connection and build an emotional connection, because that's how people will notice you. And then second one is not so much a book, more of a paper, Les Bennett and Peter Field, The Long and the Short of It from the IPA. They talk about the role of brand in terms of how brand can drive market share. And they did some interesting research that looks at how you should balance brand marketing against activation spend, as in how you should do long-term brand marketing and how important it is to be consistent and ever-present. And actually the tactical spend, you can then save money on tactical, because that will drive your immediate return. But if you cut the brand, then you then will struggle much more with short-term activation. And it all speaks to me as a brand marketeer. So obviously I have a bias in terms of agreeing with them and wanting to pursue it. But certainly those are the two real seminal works that I turn to.
Those are absolutely landmarks that every business marketer, I think, should at least have a read and form a view on. even if they don't become kind of extreme zealots, they're kind of critical texts, I think, aren't they? What about if people want to find out more about LexisNexis? What should they do?
Well, I suspect the first place they should go to would be to our website, lexisnexis.co.uk, or I'm sure they can pick up the phone, or go and see their lawyer. Encourage your lawyer to go and tell you what LexisNexis is. And if they don't know what LexisNexis is, suggest they go and buy the product. I think
compare their answers with the ones that Matthew gives. And if people, Matthew, if people want to make contact with you, can they do so? How's it best to do that?
Oh, yes, I'm delighted to hear from people. I suggest LinkedIn is probably the best route. So look me up, Matthew Leopold. I'm the tall, handsome one. Not that you can tell on LinkedIn, but
Matthew Leopold, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Matthew Leopold, and thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.